Cliff Richard, welcome to Chum.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. I was going through what the record companies supply you with, bios, and was astonished to see 99 hits.
Well, you know, I've actually released in Britain 106 singles. I set myself an area that I aimed at, which is the top 30, and seven of my records failed to make the top 30, but they were in the top 75. But I just thought 30 was really the magic mark.
And going back to the 50s, before you went professional, you were a big Elvis fan?
Oh, yeah. Well, Elvis was my major influence. I've always felt that if there had been no Elvis, then there'd be no Cliff Richard. And dare I say, I don't think there'd have been any Beatles or the Stones either, because he set a precedent for everybody. He broke boundaries and permitted young people to make it in this world, in the musical world. So we have a lot to be thankful for when we think that Elvis began things off that set the ball rolling for so many of us.
And I also read you're a big Ray Charles fan.
Well, I'm less of a, well, I say less of a fan. I've always admired his work. And every now and then when I dig out an old cassette or something, you realize what a genius the guy was. And it was, again, very influential because he popularized the blues area. He made it understandable to the average white man like me, which is probably why Elvis was so big too, because Elvis took the influences that he had, which was black gospel and stuff like that, and kind of squeezed it down so that the white guy could get into it. To me, Ray Charles, when he did all those kind of Ray Charles makes the country and western things, Ray Charles did a lot of jazzy ballads and all stuff that I could personally relate to because I could make a feeble attempt at singing them too. So he was important in terms of influences.
Any favorites? Have you got an all-time favorite song?
I got three, but if I was pushed, I'd say Devil Woman, because to me, it's got everything. Classic guitar riffs, great story, and a wonderful hook chorus. If I was told I could only leave one record behind me, that's the one I'd pick, Devil Woman.
Thanks for dropping by today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I've had nothing but bad luck since the day I saw the cat.